This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Meghna Chakrabarty. Cardinal Bernard Law, who resigned in 2002 as Boston's Archbishop amid the priest sexual abuse scandal, has retired from his job as the head of a prominent church in Rome.
Now, many victims of the clergy sex abuse scandals were harshly critical of Law's appointment as Archpriest of St. Mary Major Basilica in 2004. They felt that Law should have been punished for what they see as his part in the cover-up of abuses.
Anne Hagen-Webb, the New England coordinator of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, spoke to WBUR's Morning Edition earlier today.
I'm relieved that he's finally going to be out of that position. It would have been better had he been fired. He should have been fired many years ago. We've always been very upset that the Vatican rewarded him with this cushy job in Rome.
The 80-year-old Law is named in hundreds of lawsuits accusing him personally of failing to protect children from predatory priests. He is the first and only U.S. bishop to resign over the mishandling of the sexual abuse scandal.
Earlier, we spoke with John Allen from Rome. He's senior correspondent at the National Catholic Reporter about Cardinal Law's retirement.
The announcement regarding Cardinal Bernard Law's replacement as Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major was basically business as usual. It was a two-line item in the Vatican's daily news release with no particular fanfare in one direction or the other. And this is typically how personnel moves are announced by the Vatican. And so I would say that one should not read too much in terms of the way the Vatican handled this. It was pretty much pro forma in terms of how changes in these kinds of positions are revealed.
Well, before we talk about why Cardinal Law is stepping down, can you just take us back to 2004 when he was first appointed at St. Mary Major? There was anger, particularly here in Boston, surrounding that appointment. Explain why.
Well, I think the move of Cardinal Law to St. Mary Major in Rome is a classic illustration of the cultural gap between the United States and Rome. In the United States, this was taken as a complete failure in accountability. People thought that Cardinal Law had presided over the sexual abuse crisis in Boston, and he should have been fired. And the fact that he was given a job in Rome to them was kind of classic illustration of how the Vatican just doesn't get it. Now, in Rome, this was seen as a kind of golden parachute. The perception was that he obviously could no longer be the Archbishop of Boston, that the situation there was just a complete meltdown. And so they wanted to give him a kind of soft landing. And frankly, to go from being the presiding cardinal archbishop of one of the most important churches in the world, which is Boston, to end up as the guy who runs one of the basilicas in Rome, and basically the job description of being the archpriest of a basilica here is to make sure that the lights are on for Mass on Sunday. You know, that was widely understood by everyone here to be a kind of confirmation that he had dropped the ball. I mean, in other words, how a career ends in disgrace rather than some kind of privilege or honor.
Well, let's come back to the present. Cardinal Law recently celebrated his 80th birthday with a party at a 4-star Italian hotel that was described by numerous observers as being lavish for a man of the cloth. Is there any evidence that the Vatican was upset by this and that it may have had something to do with his sudden retirement?
I think the quick answer to that question is no. That is to say that when cardinals turn 80, it is fairly customary, particularly when they live in Rome, for there to be some kind of celebration of that event. Everyone knows that when a cardinal turns 80, it means that his career as an important figure in the church is pretty much over, and so this is an opportunity to sort of say goodbye. My conversations with Vatican officials do not lead me to believe that there was any particular kind of outrage, and the fact that he was replaced as the Archpriest of St. Mary Major, I think, is more sort of business as usual. This is what happens when cardinals turn 80, rather than being a kind of Vatican indictment of his birthday bash.
Explain, what does retirement actually mean in the context of the priesthood? Does he stay on the payroll, so to speak? What happens to him now?
Well, he's going to continue to be able to function as a Catholic priest. He can continue to say Mass and hear confessions and all that other stuff. But what it means is that on the day a cardinal turns 80, he loses his right to vote for the next pope. So whenever Benedict XVI dies and the cardinals gather in a conclave to elect the next pope, even if Cardinal Law is still alive, he won't be there. It also means that his functions in Rome fairly quickly terminate. So he's already been replaced as the Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. He also sits on several important Vatican departments, including the office in the Vatican that picks bishops for all over the world. And as soon as his current term in that department ends, he won't be reappointed to that either. So basically, the 80th birthday means that that his role as a major leader in the Catholic Church is essentially over. Privately, he can continue to function as a Catholic priest and as a bishop, but he won't have any public or for that matter, even behind the scenes, major leadership responsibilities from here on out.
So, John, do we expect that Cardinal Law will remain in Rome, or will he come back to Boston?
I mean, normally what happens when these guys have been living in Rome for a while is when they retire, they just stick around here.
So, John, it sounds like, in your opinion, as a journalist inside the Vatican, this action does not represent the kind of rebuke that people who are still angry with Cardinal Law for his role in the sex abuse scandal may have been hoping for.
I think that those who are really upset and scandalized by the sexual abuse crisis and who feel that Cardinal Law should have been held accountable a long time ago, I don't think they're going to be satisfied by what's happened today in the Vatican. That is to say, this is pretty much business as usual in terms of what happens when a cardinal turns 80. It is not any kind of public repudiation or any kind of public discipline of Cardinal Law. And for those who think that some kind of public accountability is really called for, I think they're going to continue to think that well after today's announcement has been digested.
John Allen is a senior correspondent at the National Catholic Reporter. He spoke to us from Rome. John, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Stay with us. Up next, Bostonians love that dirty water, at least if you believe the song by the Stendels. So what do they think about the Charles River, now one of the nation's cleanest urban rivers? I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.